How a sexual psychopath deceived America. For over 60 years, Dr. Alfred Kinsey has been praised and quoted as the expert on human sexuality. In 1948, he published Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, followed by Sexual Behavior in the Human Female in 1953. These two books, known as the Kinsey Reports, sent shockwaves through our society and overturned the traditional sexual order in our culture. Alfred Kinsey was a zoology professor at Indiana University who became interested in students' sexual problems. This soon became an obsession that culminated with his highly flawed sex research, which acted as a cover for his personal sexual deviances and his hatred for Judeo-Christian morality. Indiana University portrayed Kinsey as a respected family man while carefully guarding the truth. Kinsey was a bisexual sadomasochist whose own behaviors included bizarre sexual self-abuse. Kinsey was also heavily involved in making pornography in the attic of his home. He forced his wife, his staff, and their wives to appear as performers in his illegal pornographic films. Unknown to many, Kinsey had a mission to remake Americans in his image and undermine marriage and the family. Rather than surveying a cross-section of the population, Kinsey's male sampling was heavy with sex offenders, prostitutes, homosexuals, pimps, pedophiles, prison inmates, and exhibitionists. He used this information to explain the behavior of men in America. The mirror that Kinsey held up to the American public showed a country whose men were so sexually promiscuous that 95% of them could be accused of sex crimes. Kinsey concluded that since these behaviors were commonplace, they should be redefined as normal. Americans bought the deception, believed it, and then started to act on it. Perhaps the most abhorrent example of Kinsey's research was his use of pedophiles to sexually abuse hundreds of children, including infants as young as 2 months old. In order to claim that humans are sexual from birth and capable of sexual interaction as young children, this sexual torture occurred for up to 24 hours at a time by what Kinsey called his trained observers and stopwatch in hand to measure the results. In his own book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, Kinsey records on page 160 and 161 the tortured responses of the children, violent convulsions, excruciating pain, groaning, sobbing, or more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears, especially among younger children, extreme trembling, collapse. Kinsey concluded, they derive definite pleasure from the situation. For nearly three decades, Kinsey's unscientific research went unchallenged. It was Dr. Judith Reisman, author and researcher, who dared to challenge Kinsey's conclusions. She discovered that massive sexual crimes were committed against children under the rubric of science, and that Kinsey's research had been used to change our laws that had once protected women and children. Prior to the 1948 Kinsey Reports, America's legal system was based upon the common law, derived from biblical authority and natural law. After 1948, sex laws started to become more tolerant as sexual crimes were no longer viewed as sinful, but much more as conditions that could be treated. The United States made a shift from the common law to the Model Penal Code, which changed and reduced the penalties for sex crimes around the country. Today, Alfred Kinsey is the widely acknowledged father of the sexual revolution, the homosexual revolution, and comprehensive sex education in our schools. His fraudulent research is the basis for many of the ideas taught in comprehensive sex education today. such as that 10% of the population is homosexual, the true percentage is less than 2-3%, that children are sexual from birth and have a right to sex information with no moral parameters at a young age, and that heterosexuality is just one of many equivalent options along a sexual...
J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I just want to highlight something today, because I think even people that said that they were unbelievers, which is the oldest form of idolatry, they're beginning to understand the Lord in his judgments because they didn't want to know him and his blessings. As they say, you don't know what you have until it's gone, and you're losing it today. We're titling the show today, "You Better Know That the Lord Is Not Going to Tolerate This." And I'll tell you what, if you want to basically hasten the judgments of God upon yourself, America, just keep allowing what it is that you're allowing concerning crimes against children. Because I'll tell you what, that's the end of the road. I mean, if it's not aborting children and they've been given a pass, then it's making a prey out of your children and giving it a pass. Just this last week, I highlighted House votes 357-65 to block the release of congressional sexual misconduct. This, by the way, happening at the same time, simultaneously, as the, listen to this carefully, people, less than 1% of the Epstein files have been released. Less than 1%, and a majority of them are completely redacted. But within that less than 1%, did you know that Donald Trump's name appears over 16,000 times? I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. You just can't. Folks, I also wanted to highlight the fact that while this is happening, 78 females in Congress blocked the release of sexual misconduct reports as well. And no, I'm not trying to be Batman, friends. I'm trying to say it slow. I'm trying to break these words up into syllables so people can clearly understand what it is that I am sharing with you even today. Now, to add fuel to this fire, and this is not new news, it's going to be new to you because they just released it once again. And again, you have to understand that this is all purpose. They want you to lose trust in nobody. They don't want you to trust anybody. They don't want you to trust the institutions. Here, friends, don't trust the new ones. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. That's what's always worked up to this point. As I've shared with you before, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And now what we have is a bunch of corrupt politicians assailing the American system of government that our forefathers established. And what's worse is you all know it's true. You all know it's true. Brian Bender, about 12 years ago, Boston Globe, had him on the radio program, was highlighting the fact that there were individuals inside of the Pentagon in the thousands. I can't make this up. I'm not kidding. In the thousands, found that the Pentagon employees were downloading child pornography. No joke. I just really don't even know how else to say it. Other than the fact that I know, going back to the Franklin cover-up case, there's quotes within that book concerning how children were trafficked from Boys Town, concerning the orphans, bringing them into Washington, D.C. They would use the kids. They would get them hooked on drugs. They would bring them into Washington, D.C. They would have little tags on them as to what they could do to those kids. And then they would film your politicians in compromised positions and having sex and making prey of your children. Read Luke 17 too, friends. These people are just daring. They've crossed lines. They've crossed lines, people. And again, if only the American people loved the Lord to deal with them, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. But again, bringing that last point up with Boston Globe and Brian Bender from 12, 13 years ago, they're highlighting this again. Rampant child porn sharing discovered on Department of Defense computers. Hundreds of employees implicated. Now, folks, you have to understand, the people that they use are the ones that are caught. Those are the ones that they promote, and then they control and extort. That's what's going on with the Epstein files. And it's the entirety of this administration. That's why they're working so hard to keep it from the American people. Because as that Hague Attorney General, if anybody can take her serious, she said that if this was released, the whole system would fall. I'll tell you what, it's already fallen. Now, does anybody remember probably about 5 years ago, I had told you, and again, you don't have to take it for what it is, but I'm telling you, it's a fact. I'll hold to it. I'll stand against the world. When I get something from the Lord, I got it, and you ain't going to take it away from me, and neither can any devil in hell take it away from me. But do you guys remember when I told you on this show that I seen the United States, the foundations collapse? Do you guys remember when I told you it was like watching glass break all throughout the United States of America? Isn't it interesting that she would say that if I release these, the whole system would collapse? Isn't it interesting how the Holy Ghost would quicken me to remember that? And here we are. And he shared that information with, well, myself concerning the giftings he's bestowed upon us in 1 Corinthians 12, that we might not serve dumb idols. That's why he gives the gifts. What is America serving today? Dumb idols, because they refuse the Holy Ghost or they don't obey to receive him. Acts 5:32. But no, now what I want to do is I want to go forward, and I just want you to understand that that is just merely the tip of the iceberg. Does anybody realize, and I'm going to have a guest on the show tomorrow, does anybody realize during the time that the Epstein files are being released and all of these scandals are being exposed, if it's not Universal Parks, then it's Disney Parks and all of these sting operations where they're busted preying on children, what a perfect place for it. You know, and then we talk about what's going on in government. Friends, that old saying comes back to my aid. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Let me say it this way. Whatever the American people tolerate from the top is surely going to go to the bottom. And here it is. And here it is. Now, I'm just going to put a little salt on your tongue, and we're going to get to this in just a couple minutes. But I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but Tim Tebow, and I'm cautious about Tim Tebow. I'm cautious about all these individuals that declare that they're trying to prevent child trafficking, because many of them have been exposed for doing just that. Now, am I accusing Tim Tebow? No, not at all. I'm not, but I do question all of this. I also understand that the best way to lead the opposition is to control the opposition, and I see that being done right now concerning this topic across the networks, which is controlled by the CIA under the hand of my sovereign God, who, folks, people do need to remember that the devil is the Lord's devil and he controls all things at all times and all places. But here it is. Tim Tebow showed Senate a map with 338,000 red dots. And I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment because, again, you can't make this up, people.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have contributors from all over the country. I want to just take a moment there real quick. If you guys read an article, you do need to understand that these articles are proofread. They're coming from individuals across the country that are in this culture war, just like the Sons of Issachar who knew the times. But I also want to say that before you call in or text me or email me attacking me for an article I didn't read, if you don't get a response, that's why. And here's the other thing. Put a check on yourself and cross-check the information that you have before you start attacking anybody on this side, okay? Because you're not going to get a response if you're going to be disingenuous or insincere. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, you can check out our schedule there, our store there. If you'd like to become a member, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. Stick to the topic. We're talking about, you better know that the Lord's not going to tolerate this. He isn't. Read Jude 1:7. I'll get to that in just a moment. Do understand, folks, you can call in at any time. We love hearing from you. Again, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time you've ever, you know, listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, period. I want to go back to something that I was just highlighting a couple of minutes ago concerning the title of the show, because I'm highlighting how in unison this is all being exposed one with another. And I do have to take a check on how this is being sold to the American people, because I see during the time of the Epstein files, we're also seeing Congress exposing themselves for sexual crimes and them stealing your tax dollars and basically paying off victims to shut them up. I highlighted that on Saturday as well as last week. It's also interesting to note that Nancy Mace, again, I take her as far as I can throw her, but she's right when she said it. The loudest voices screaming release the Epstein files just voted to bury the sexual harassment files concerning themselves as members of Congress. Again, folks, you can't make this stuff up. Now, I do want to go back and I want to highlight two things that I needed to insert into that last segment. And one of them was during this time that all of this is being exposed, I want you to consider what I'm going to tell you next. I guess this is how you make America great again. Did you know that he just expanded foster care throughout the states in the United States of America? Do you know who is in a great portion? And I'm not saying in every case, but in a good portion, the CPS and foster care and orphanages, did you know that they're the ones that for the majority of the trafficking that's taking place worldwide comes from those resources? That's why they're trying to steal kids. And that's what they've been doing through the CPS and through the foster care system for far too long. That's, again, in contrast, why you're seeing vigilante on the rise. But I guess Trump, man, he's going full bore straight into the hell that he sowed into, isn't he? Yeah. I'll tell you this, and I just want to say this again to all the bad guys. Go for it. I want to say it again. Go for it. Because I'm telling you right now, you're inciting a domestic war. And I want to say this to the American people, too. It's not these corrupt, pervert pedophiles that are creating this criminal policy to undermine our law. For all of those that have to go door to door, you better understand that if you don't go to door, those that are behind this, what they call legislation, and I call policy, criminal policy, they're not going to do it. So how's it being done? Just like any other crime committed by those in the seat of government. How do they get what they get done? They do it through other subordinates that are just doing their job when in fact they're not. They're just as guilty. I'll tell you this. If you want to go ahead and create what you call legislative laws to go ahead and steal away kids in this country for CPS so you can traffic them, I just want to say this to all of the people out there that might just do their job. I strongly advise you not to do your job, because it's not your job. Your job is to stand up against those criminals. And when you do that, it all stops. And you also need to let the American people know what it is that they commanded you to do illegally so we can deal with them. That's how we deal with this stuff that's going on. And by the way, in Colorado, it's huge. In California, it's huge. In New York, it's huge. They're trying to make it huge in Minnesota. They're trying to make it huge in Michigan and Ohio. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So Trump is expanding foster care throughout the states. We're going to have our friend with us tomorrow, Jessica Saxton, and she's going to give it to you. And she's going to let you know exactly what this administration is doing. Once again, the opposite of how he is selling himself to the American people. I think that people are now starting to understand what Bradley's been trying to say to them for a long time. And so if you just want to call in, you don't have to apologize or anything, but you can just go ahead and add to the offenses concerning that which you used to support. Because to me, that's a sign of repentance, and that means we're on the same team. And I'm glad that your eyes have been opened in Jesus' name. Here's the other point that I wanted to make, and I was making it right before the end of the last segment. There are reports in the Franklin cover-up case in the book, if you can stomach that book, concerning the crimes of your said representatives from the 80s and the 90s. That's why we talk about conspiracy of silence. And by the way, you can go all the way back to the 70s under Watergate. That was a pedophile cover-up in Washington, D.C. That's why the Zionists have control over your extorted politicians. And that's why they pick these scoundrels from the bottom. They're bottom feeders, and they pick them up and they put them in office as if to suggest that they're the leader of the people. No, they're just ones that will do the biddings of their master as they sell you out, just like Donald Trump and his criminal administration. Okay? Read 1 Kings 13:33. Now, going back to my other point was the fact that in the book Franklin cover-up case, it's interesting that those that were committing crimes against children, and you can go online, you can still see the headlines out there, friends. This isn't made up. The mainstream media was actually reporting what happened during that particular time. But those that were preying on kids, you know what they were saying? If this ever got out, the American people wouldn't believe it anyways. That's why we do the unthinkable. Well, guess what, friends? The Lord said that what is done in the dark will be brought to the light. And now here we are. And that's a mercy of the Lord. Now what are you going to do with it, people? Now what are you going to do with it? Are you going to sit back and do nothing and tolerate more of this and add more strength to the crimes being committed against the children? Or are you going to lawfully respond to this in protecting your posterity? Because if you don't, you better remember that one day they're going to be in office and they're going to remember that you did nothing to defend them from the crimes of those that you tolerate. That is a fact. That is a fact. No one, folks, if you want to know why this generation can't stand the older generation, it's because they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They've had to fight their way through this, and they've watched the American people at large do nothing in response to it, but drop them off at the public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies. How could it be otherwise? Luke 7:35. How could it be otherwise? Yes, exactly. Then I made the point during the end of the last segment, Tim Tebow showed the Senate a map with 338,000 red dots. Now listen to this. Each one a U.S. IP address. Folks, it's so out there. And it goes back to what that guy said. Nobody would ever believe it. But the 338,000 red dots on the map, each one is an IP address trading child abuse images. If anybody can see on social media platforms, there's more red dots covering the United States than there isn't. Now, I just want you to understand, while the American people have tolerated this, they have. I'm not talking about those that are out there doing what it is that we should be doing in response to heaven on the behalf of our posterity like our forefathers did. No, we're on the same page. I'm talking about you do-nothings out there. You better know that you're doing nothing because you're going to be held accountable not only for what you do, but for that which you also don't do. And when it comes to the kids not only being slaughtered because the federal government illegally sanctioned it, as if to suggest there was some constitutional provision in there that said, go ahead and kill them, when the Lord said, you don't have the right to murder, Proverbs 6:17, you better know he's going to answer. Listen, you say that's threatening. Oh, it is. Oh, it is. But why don't you go ahead and take a look around and tell me if that threat is tangible and if that's what it is that you see coming to pass in this country right now. America, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because you have procured these things unto yourself. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play this. And, my goodness. Well, I guess this is what happens when you fight for your country. You lose your voice, right? And you lose your strength. And you make a fleece to the American people to stand up and do something about what's going on. I have church every Sunday. Folks, thousands of people watching. I sent the fleece out yesterday. I just did a high school assembly a week ago. Before that, we were in Florida. I mean, you know the list. You know how busy we are and what we do. And, of course, people calling us and telling us what we need to do on top of what we're already doing. But I sent out a fleece yesterday, and I said, do you realize that if everybody watching right now set up a event, regardless if we're a part of it or not, we can help you with it if you don't want us to come to it, we'd be busy for the next 3 to 5 years. Guess how many responses I got? Not a one. Not a one. You say that's guilt tripping. No, it's not. It just shows you that you're not called. It just shows you that you're not called of the Lord. You're not doing what he said you would do if you followed him in Matthew 4:19. And I could bring that down the road over and over again. If you're condemned, it's because you hate the light and you love darkness, just like it tells us in Scripture. And the Bible says also in chapter 3 of John, there is no condemnation to them that believe in Christ, not the other way around. You can also take that to Romans 8 as well. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, what? For the law of the life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. And if we're in the Spirit, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do the things that the Spirit leads us to do, Romans 8:14. So in spite of all of that, I wanted to share that with everybody, because the only thing I ever get on this show, because it's not just talk radio, it's do radio. We're doing all the time. And I'm just setting that out there because I want you to understand that we're not called to be leaders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. And there's the difference between a doer of the word and a hearer only. And there's a huge difference. Don't sit there and talk about how much you love the Lord if you don't love the lost. Because if you don't love the lost, you don't love the Lord, because that's the fruit thereof. What does Matthew 22:37 say? That we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That is the first, but the second is namely like unto this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It also talks about it in 1 John chapter 5. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. That's the New Testament, people. Make the distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. I'm going to go ahead and play this piece by Tim Tebow. I'll take these phone calls in just a moment. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to remind you, tomorrow we're going to have Jessica Saxton on, and she basically confronts the issues of what we're talking about right now, and I'm sure she can paint the picture a lot broader than Bradley Dean can, because that's the row that she is plowing. And I thank God that there's people out there doing it. But I want to tell you something, people. We need your help in the process. We need your help. In whatever way that you can help, we need your help. We need more of us out there. Because the good news is we can do this. Don't stand back and limit the Holy One of Israel. No, take him for his word, and let's see what he won't do on the behalf of our posterity. As John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. You can't leave the results up to God if you don't first do all that you can do. Don't put the cart in front of the horse, people. Okay? Check this out. Tim Tebow.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and really a privilege and humbling to be here with all of you, Miss Julia, Miss Stacia, Yasmin, and Miss Jane. It really is humbling and feel unworthy to be sitting beside all of you. So thank you so much for your work. As you mentioned, I'm so blessed to be a part of the Tim Tebow Foundation, and we exist to bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need. But to really sum it up, it's to fight for people that can't fight for themselves. And I believe that's exactly why we're here today. Several years ago, we were finishing a leadership meeting, and I looked at Camille, our VP of anti-human trafficking and child exploitation, and she had a very sober look on her face. And I said, Camille, what is it? What's breaking your heart? And she wrote down the number 20,000. And I said, Camille, 20,000 what? And she said, 20,000 boys and girls. That's the best guess of what law enforcement can see in rape and abuse images. But yet they're categorized as unknown, unidentified. So that led us to a meeting in Lyon, France with HSI, FBI, Interpol, Europol, NCMEC, Google, Onimi, and 18 other countries to find out.
Okay, so I do want you to remember one thing, folks, especially for my affiliates. Tim Tebow is giving testimony to Senator Hawley. I want you to remember he's giving testimony to the Congress that just voted down 357 to 67. Do you understand? As I've said before, they're protecting themselves all across the board. They sell them as righteous men. How did Jesus say they would come, people? As angel of light. But what did the Lord say? You judge them not because they look like the angels of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. That's not what he said. He said you judge them by their works, by what they do. Well, what they just did is voted to put a stop to a revelation of the crimes in the money that they've stolen from the American taxpayers in hush money and shutting up the victims of their crimes. That's who Tim Tebow's giving his testimony to right now. That same Congress, those same representatives that attempted to stop the revelation of who they really are. I know who they are. That's why your country's going to hell in a handbasket. Also keep in mind, as I've said before, 98.2% of them are Zionists. They're under the control of Mylakowski. That's why they're being extorted. That's why they're doing that what they're doing. That's why they're over in Israel all the time. But let's finish this off.
Closest thing to the truth, and it wasn't 20,000. It was 57,000 boys and girls in the ICSA database that have yet to be identified. And that led us to Renewed Hope 1, 2, and 3, which identified over 1,100 boys and girls, and over 550 of them have been safeguarded so far. And right now, 30 minutes away at C3, the Cyber Crime Center, which is just so many of the best investigators and agents that America has to offer. They really are incredible. We just came from there, and I just want to thank them because they are the tip of the spear and the best of the best. And right now, the biggest operation ever in the fight against child exploitation is taking place with 30 countries, 34 agencies, 94 investigators, and victim identification
specialists. And many of those agencies are part of the child trafficking process.
One of the biggest operations ever in history. But the problem is that the number now is not 57,000. With all of the work that all of these people and amazing law enforcement agents and nonprofit NGOs are doing all around the world, the number is not 57,000 like we said 2 years ago. It's over 89,000. We are losing the battle and we are losing the war, and boys and girls are suffering for it. And to give you an idea of the scope of what's happening in America, there's a red dot map right over there over my right shoulder, and that's just a 6-month screenshot of the U.S. And every red dot that is on there is someone that is downloading, sharing, or distributing child rape images, almost all under the age of 12.
Okay, so is he saying, and what he's saying, is it true? I've gotten together locally with my sheriff here, and I asked him what they are dealing with here in the county where the studios are, and he said it's massive. See, this all came about in the 1960s, namely 1968, when all of a sudden they said that which was illegal, which the Lord says is illegal concerning porno, which means harlot, right? They said that pornography was freedom of speech. No, it's gas on the fire concerning the carnal man. And do you think the bad guys didn't know that when they lowered the law? What they're going to do is dim the light by which they perceive their own guilt? Of course. So simultaneously, the Supreme Court also said, you know what, we can't have kids praying. We can't have the Ten Commandments in the 1980s. And the people, and namely the church, went right along with it. So who does the enemy go after, people? The model of heaven. Who's the model of heaven, people? A child. Who's behind that, people? The devil himself. And his little minions that are being highlighted right now. Take the culmination of all the topics, or should I say not the topics, but all of the groups of people that are guilty of sexual crimes in your government right now. And it's not some isolated incident. I'm not giving you some isolated statistic right now. No, I'm talking about in your federal government and in your state governments right now. What are they trying to normalize? These crimes. They have legislation, folks. There's a guy named Scott Wiener. That's his name. And he's a senator who is placed to do what he's doing, just like many of the governors, like Jared Polis in Colorado, Oregon's another one. They place these sodomites and these lesbians into position to attack the people, and that's what they're doing. Okay? They're doing what they're told to do. They're attacking, and what are they doing? Zeroing in on your children. Remember Barack Hussein Obama's Kevin Jennings? Remember, he was the one that wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary? And remember, everybody just thought it was funny and they laughed it off, not knowing that his icon was Harry Hay? and Harry Hay was in an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, where during gay pride parades in America, they were holding up signs saying sex before eight, before it's too late, and the streets are riddled with kids during their gay pride parades, and somehow or another, they've taught the American people to shut their mouths, to play dumb, to succumb to their browbeating in defense of their children. No, they're teaching you to hate the law that God established just like themselves, if you go along with it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey, folks, I got a T-shirt up right now. I got a T-shirt up right now by Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg. I got a T-shirt up right now that it says on the back of it, it's by John Peter Muhlenberg, and I don't know if you know who he is or not, but he was a preacher. And during the War of Independence, it got to the point where he said, enough is enough, and he took off his robe, and under it he had a uniform on concerning his militant stand, which is directly coordinated to the Word of God, Ephesians 6:12, namely. And it says, there's a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight. And if your children aren't a reason enough for you to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, there is no existence that needs to be fought for any longer. And I'm talking about what it is that this country has tolerated concerning their own children. I mean, it is just insane. It says there's a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come. And that's the language of our forefathers. I just want to make clear you all understand that that is the language of our forefathers. And did they fight? Are we here today? There's your answer. Suzanne, always looking forward and anticipating when I see your name up on that board as to what it is that you're going to bring to this show. So it's all yours. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I appreciate you. And again, it's all yours.
Thanks, Bradley. I appreciate you taking my call. I've been talking to you this whole time while I've been on hold.
Okay.
just in listening to what you've been presenting. But what I wanted to say is I had a conversation with a woman, so-called, she called herself a Christian, who's, and hopefully this is still kind of on subject, about cheering. She posted about cheering the murder of what's going on with the war that we have going on, and hoping and praying to God that we can liberate the next country of North Korea, and and this goes on. So, and then I had to respond because it was such a heavy conviction, and I just said the simple fact that you cheer murder is sickening to the core. And how do you justify that?
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that we also have over 80 million aborted, murdered babies.
Yep.
I brought that up, Bradley, and she deflected that so big. She goes, well, that's not the subject.
Yep.
Oh, because. But anyway, long story short, I realized she was getting ready to go to church, and I thought, how do you raise your hands up and praise Jesus when you cheer and pray for murder?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, no, I appreciate you, kiddo. I really do. I'm going to answer off air if that's okay. Thank you, Suzanne from Washington. I see this quite a bit. Isn't it appalling, people, when you see people standing up and saying they need to protect children in other countries? But when it comes to their own country, they could care less. It's like what I do when I do high school assemblies. I tell the people, got about 7,000 chairs on it. I tell the American people, listen, the greatest mission field you have is in your backyards. Why are you spending all of that money through your mission board to send men or women called missionaries into other countries to preach a gospel there that they fail to preach in their own backyard? It's the same thing with the abortion topic. It's hypocrisy because the American people have deceived themselves, and namely the professors have deceived themselves into believing they're not responsible for the innocent blood that's been shed. It's called blood guiltness, and you better know that the Lord's not going to overlook that. People can pray all that they want to. Coming home now. People can pray all that they want to, but you better know what the Word of God says. When you look at 2 Kings 24, you can see where King Josiah discovers the law. And once he discovers the law, he tears his clothes in repentance before the Lord. And he did that which is right before the Lord. But the Lord comes in, 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings, and he says this, "But for the innocent blood that has been shed, the Lord said, I will not pardon it." You're under the curse, America. The land is cursed because of the innocent blood. The Lord says the only way to justify or to appease the Lord from withholding judgment is to take the blood of those that murdered innocent babies in the womb, 35, 33 of Numbers. He said the only way to appease it is to deliver them up, to do to them what they did to the innocent. And that used to be law in this country. Now babies are just disposable. Your enemy is now becoming so emboldened. Do you know that they now, friends, actually give coupons out for abortions? That's how much the American people have emboldened their enemies. Rather than holding them accountable for their crimes, they're assailing, they're going so far as to say, hey, let's give coupons to the kids. Let's put those individuals, counselors and said nurses, inside of public schools and encourage the kids to have sex in health class. And then when they get impregnated, they fornicate when the Lord told them not to do it in 1 Corinthians 6:9. But once they're impregnated, then what we'll do without parental consent, we'll steal those kids away. We'll bring them down to a murder clinic and have the baby extinguished. And then if anybody dares attack them, what we'll do is we'll give them a t-shirt that says stop the war on women. I want to tell you something, folks. That's like putting a flame before wax concerning God's judgment. Judgment's here. Nobody deserves it more than the people of this country that tolerate it. And I know for a long time, folks, I have been doing my best to show people what the Word of God says. But I'll tell you what, it's becoming a reality on a daily basis concerning what it has been. We have been preaching from this pulpit over the last 25 years. Even the atheists, as they call themselves, are beginning to believe. Regardless if they believed or not, here we go. You didn't want to listen. This is what you procured unto yourselves, and here we are. That is a fact. I wanted to go back because we're talking about, and we're going to have a guest tomorrow, Jessica Saxton, who's going to address this issue. Donald Trump just expanded foster care in the face of what we're seeing here nationwide. But I was just highlighting Tim Tebow, which I'm questioning Tim Tebow too, because it seems like these people that are fighting on the behalf of our children, more than not, they're a part of it. Just like many of these agencies he's talking about and how honored he is to work with them, many of them are actually being used to traffic the kids. Just folks, pull the curtain back. My goodness. These agencies are aiding and abetting child trafficking on the behalf. That's how they're extorting the politicians. But Tebow says there's 338,000 red dots across the country with IP addresses where people in their homes are trading child abuse images. So it's not just the president, his administration. It's not just your Congress. It's the people in America. And like I said, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and here it is. The American people tolerate their said unelected nine black-robed tyrants to say it's free speech, to say that pornography is normal and it's okay and it's free speech. No, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, people, not the other way around. I wanted to highlight this before we end the show today because I had brought up Hophni and Phineas. And how they were judged, and they were judged because Eli, the priest, the high priest during that time, didn't chastise his kids who were sons of Belial, sons of devil. Because of that, the whole nation was judged, okay? And then I also highlighted the fact that when you look at other portions of Scripture, like Genesis 18 and 19, you'll see that Abram sought the Lord to find 50 righteous to withhold judgment. He couldn't. He went down to 10, still couldn't find 10. So the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah because of what man left off. That's where America's at right now, okay? And also, you might want to consider Jude 1:7 because this is where America's at right now. I'm talking to all of you. This is where America's at today. And the Lord gave us warning, sufficient warning concerning what was coming. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them being indulged in the same way as they engross sexual immorality and having gone after strange flesh are exhibited. They're put on display by the Lord as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. I've said it a million times since day one. I didn't apply for this job. I'm responding to it. I'm conveying to you exactly what the Word of God says. And I am telling you something, Americans. You have procured these. This includes the bad guys. You have procured these things unto yourselves. You know what? I want to say something to the bad guys. You should consider the fact that the closer you think you're moving into basically dictate the scenario, you might want to look up and understand whose hands you're in as you're being used to bring judgment upon his children, because in the process, if you know anything, if you know anything about anything, history teaches us that when the children are chastised and judged, those that are being used to judge like Nebuchadnezzar, judgment falls on them all the more harder. That just means you're just all the more closer. You can put that up against Ecclesiastes 8:11. Folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We got Jessica Saxton with us, and I'm looking forward to it. We love you by what we do, and if our actions don't prove otherwise, I don't know what does. 1 John 3:18. See ya.